This is the parallax for Friday, April 3rd, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We're tracking major shifts in Washington's leadership, escalating military operations in the Middle East, and significant moves in global markets and space exploration. Let's start with personnel changes at the highest levels of government. Attorney General Pam Bondi is leaving the Department of Justice after just 14 months. President Trump announced Thursday that she's transitioning to the private sector, and Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, who previously represented Trump in his criminal case, will serve as acting Attorney General. Bondi's tenure was marked by her handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files, which drew criticism across the political spectrum, and the DOJ's largely unsuccessful attempts to prosecute Trump's political opponents. How different outlets are framing this. The Guardian reports that Trump has been accused of running a misogynistic administration following the dismissal, noting Bondi and former DHS Secretary Kristi Noem are the only two cabinet members fired despite controversies involving male officials. Meanwhile, Axios reports that Bondi's exit had been long speculated, and that House Oversight Committee members, including some Republicans, vowed to force her to testify about the Epstein files regardless of her departure. Fox News, for its part, reports that the ouster ignited bipartisan uproar, quoting Democrats expressing satisfaction, while noting sources say EPA Director Lee Zeldin is being considered as a permanent replacement. In a significant wartime move, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth asked Army Chief of Staff General Randy George to retire immediately Thursday, alongside two other senior Army leaders. No official reason was given for the removal. This is one of the most significant military leadership changes during active combat in recent memory. The U.S.-Israel operation against Iran is now in its sixth week. How outlets are covering this? Al Jazeera frames it as the latest in a string of dismissals since Hegseth took office in January, part of a broader Pentagon shakeup. Axios reports that Hegseth removed George and two other military leaders, but couldn't immediately confirm the reasons for the ouster. Zero Hedge notes the timing is unusual given the U.S. is more than a month into Operation Epic Fury, and CBS sources confirm no reason has been provided. The Trump administration released its fiscal year 2027 budget proposal Friday, requesting in $1.5 trillion for the Department of Defense, the largest such request in decades, alongside a 10% reduction in non-defense discretionary spending, totaling approximately $73 billion. The budget includes pay raises for most troops, funding for Trump's proposed Golden Dome missile defense system, and resupply of critical munitions. NPR reports the request represents a major increase in defense spending paired with cuts in domestic spending. The Washington Examiner notes the budget would deliver an influx of funding for the Pentagon and deep cuts elsewhere, while Fox News leads with billions earmarked for border wall completion and expanded immigration enforcement. Now to the international escalation. More than 100 U.S.-based legal scholars signed an open letter condemning the U.S.-Israeli military campaign's strikes on Iranian civilian infrastructure, including schools, health centers, and homes, as potential violations of the Geneva Conventions. The U.S. military struck the B-1 bridge near Tehran for the first time Thursday, hours after President Trump threatened to bomb Iran back to the Stone Ages and warned of possible future strikes on bridges and power plants. The coverage reflects starkly different legal assessments. The Guardian reports that international law experts are seriously concerned about strikes on civilian infrastructure and quotes legal analysts saying the attacks appear to constitute serious war crimes under international law. The outlet notes Trump and senior officials appear to be embracing threats against civilian targets. Meanwhile, the White House says the operation is making the entire region safer by eliminating short and long-term threats. Fox News reports that B-52 bombers are now flying over Iran, framing it as a dramatic operational shift, signaling air superiority after weeks of strikes degraded Iranian defenses. Iran responded overnight with strikes on key Gulf energy infrastructure. The UAE's largest natural gas processing facility in Abu Dhabi halted operations after a fire broke out from falling debris. Kuwait's main oil refinery and a desalination plant were also struck, injuring 12 people in the UAE. That's tea.